I don't want to give these half-wits occupying space on the Immigration Minister's office in Brisbane any more oxygen. However, I can't let it pass. Three Brisbane women have climbed onto the roof of the Immigration Minister's Brisbane office to protest the federal government's proposed lifetime ban on refugees arriving by boat. Well, of course, they're merely the stated policies of Kevin Rudd in 2013. And I'll get to that a little bit later, Kevin Rudd in 2013, and the ad that he played as Prime Minister in 2013. But anyway, I digress. The women are named Scarlett Squire, Kelly Purnell and Ellen Sargent, and they vowed to stay on the roof of Peter Dutton's Strathpine electorate office until they're removed. Well, hopefully that'll be sooner rather than later. One of them said, and I think it may well have been Scarlett, and frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn, but that's another story. She said her friends were not representing any particular group. They just want Peter Dutton to explain the Turnbull government's harsh policies. Is that right? So I googled Scarlett Squire. And Scarlett Squire is the president of Queensland Young Labor. A premier in waiting. In Anastasia Palaszczuk. Now, in 20 years, maybe Scarlett Squire. So that's nice. And this has been feverishly reported on social media to us and others by someone called Ben Pennings. Well, Ben is the media advisor to the Greens in Queensland. And he was also the Green candidate for the Lord Mayor's job at the council elections earlier this year. So it's no good people saying we don't represent anyone. One is a Greens media advisor who stood for the Greens for the Lord Mayoral candidate of Brisbane. The other one is the president of Young Labor. And as I said, Scarlett, no one gives a damn. 131873 is the open line number. Now, speaking of why they're protesting, I got a note from a senior Liberal Party person this morning saying all of a sudden Kevin Rudd is now reporting that when he said what he said back in 2013 about no one arriving in Australia once they went to Manus Island, once they went to Nauru, he was only bluffing. That's what he said. I was only bluffing. Well, that's why they kept coming, you dunce, because they knew you were only bluffing. But listen to the ad. This ad is not from 2016 and Malcolm Turnbull, or not from 2015 and Tony Abbott. This is from Kevin Rudd.
The rules have changed. If you arrive by boat without a visa, you will be sent to another country. The people smugglers cannot sell you a ticket to Australia anymore. You will be settled in Papua New Guinea or Nauru. You won't be settled in Australia.
As I said, that ad from 2013, and people were saying, well, that put out by Tony Abbott last year, Scott Morrison's responsible for that. No, it was put out by Kevin Rudd when he made the statements he made, now relied upon by Malcolm Turnbull in relation to no one being settled here, now or in the future, if they come illegally by boat, without the normal visas you'd need to have to come to our country if you arrived here on a plane, on a cruise ship. Pretty simple stuff. And we hear today that the former Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, well, you know, we're only bluffing, trying to get the people smugglers to stop. Well, they didn't stop.
If you haven't already heard, the rules have changed. If you arrive by boat without a visa, you will be sent to another country. The people smugglers cannot sell you a ticket to Australia anymore. You will be settled in Papua New Guinea or Nauru. You won't be settled in Australia.
Can you believe it? I'm in fair dinkum. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I mean, and now Young Labor's protesting against the policies enunciated by their Prime Minister in 2013 and evident there on that commercial.